Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Chris?
Speaking.
Hey, Chris, how's it going in your neck of the woods?
Always fantastic. How about you there, Charlie?
Awesome. I'm glad it's always fantastic. It's going great. It's Friday. Can't complain too much. I know you were talking to Giselle about the first page placements of Google. Did you have any questions on how the service worked for you at all?
No, but I think Giselle does. So what I was asking her, maybe you would be able to answer. She didn't seem to understand or have knowledge of it. Our website is already optimized for SEO. Oh, it's on-site SEO, keywords, and meta tags.
Okay.
So we are in the market to find a company to take over the reins from there to do our off-site SEO and backlinks and that sort of thing. So what I was asking her and now you is what the cost for that service would be.
It's just $249 month to month.
Okay, so $250 a month.
Yes, and go ahead.
I think you're probably about to answer my question. So
no, go ahead. Ask it so that I can answer it.
I was just going to ask what services are all included in it.
Okay. Okay. Awesome. Yeah. So we do the SEO services for the Google Business Profile itself that you have. So that's connected with your website there. So we would rank that to the first page. Also, too, I do see that you guys have a Facebook page. So we do a retargeting campaign. So anybody that does a search through Google, we're able to put your company in front of those people on Facebook. They're not necessarily people that are following you, but that are interested in the services. And we can target specific cities and zip codes that you guys want to target, or we can do a mile radius. It really just a 50-mile radius. Really just depends on what you want to do there. We do the backlinks. Obviously, we do help you get on Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Apple. Those are the most popular directory listings that we do put you on. And then we do have a tracking system for you. So anything that is going through your Google Business Profile, your Facebook, you'll be able to track the traffic coming through there. And then also too, you'll be able to track location of searches, what you're being listed for. Also, you'll be able to track how well you're being listed on that first page as well. Okay.
Okay. And what's the turnaround looking like to get to the top three of Google?
Good question. So I can't promise you a specific spot. And this is very important, Chris, because if anybody calls you and says, hey, I can get you number one, number two, number three, they're absolutely telling you stories. As the premier Google channel partner, nobody can guarantee you like the first placements of Google. It just does not work that way. So I just want to be very clear and you to be very careful with that too. Cause my dad's a small business owner, and I'm always telling him, like, hey, if anybody calls you and tells you that, just say thank you for your time and just hang up, because they're not a legitimate company at that point. And he's like, all right. The turnaround time, though, not to say we can't get you to the first spot. We have gotten our customers there. It's just not set in stone. It's an algorithm. We do always work to keep you at the top, but I just can't guarantee you that placement, right?
Yeah, that's why I was asking, like, towards, like, the top of it doesn't have to be number one.
Yeah. It takes the turnaround is 30 to 45 days. We do lean on the Facebook ads to get you in front of your customers within 7 to 14 days, but the Google Business Profile itself takes a little bit of time because it is programming as well. So my tech team would work with you hand in hand, making sure that one, you're being listed for all the services that you provide. And then two, making sure that you want to be found in the specific areas that you want to be found in. Okay.
Right. And is there any written guarantee or anything for any of those services?
So we always give you what we're going to do. So it's always in writing, 30 to 45 days, first page placements of Google, 7 to 14 days, comes out with the Facebook campaign, and then the directory submissions, those are always within 5 to 7 days. You would have an onboarding call with my tech team, and that usually takes place within 1 to 3 days. I always like to get my clients as fast on the onboarding team as possible, because that's when the magic does start to happen. But I do understand it's Friday and we're closed Saturdays and Sundays. So it either has to be today for the onboarding or Monday, for the onboarding, but we do send you in writing what we are going to do. Absolutely. You also do get an invoice every time. So I send that to the email. That way you have that for tax purposes, for write-offs for 2024 when you guys do your taxes. And then that way there's no discrepancies there at all. Okay.
Okay, and so are you guys going to be generating those Facebook ads?
Yes.
Is that an additional cost, or does that come out of the $250 monthly?
No, sir, it comes out of the $250 monthly. We allocate $100 of the $249 to your Facebook retargeting campaigns, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now,
and what's the frequency of those listings? What's the frequency of those ads?
Frequency, typically our customers usually see, a 10 to 15% from there. They are retargeting campaigns, so it's a direct correlation to people that are already interested in your services. So we're not just like mass blasting your, Bigfoot site to people. We're making sure that we're putting it in front of people that have already searched the services. Obviously, most of your customers are going to come from Google. That's just the number one platform where people search for. But we do want to make sure life does get in the way. We understand that. We want to make sure we follow those people over to another platform and we can put your company right then and there. That is just a click to call directly to you as well. Or if you guys want them to go to your website and learn more there, we can do that as well. It just depends on how you like to be contacted at that point.
Right. As kind of the question I was asking though was, if you're creating Facebook ads, how many ads are you creating in that month time frame?
So we usually do one retargeting campaign. So that's kind of how the ads work. But if you want to change the ads, that's why you're always working with my tech team. So let's say for the first week, you're like, hey, I want this ad, this is the ad that's going to run out. Cool. Let's see what it does in the first week. Actually, I want to change it up. Let's do this the second week. Perfect. We can change that up and make that the second week. So you have the availability to change the ads week by week if you want to, but that's totally up to you. I know for some of our clients, they just have their ad campaign run out, and we just constantly optimize it. But then we have other clients that run specials. We have other clients that want to target specific cities and zip codes that we're able to change with you as well. So there's nothing that's really set in stone, because we want to make sure that you are being provided the premium service here and you're always working with our tech team and we create that long-term relationship.
So what you're saying is, I would be creating the ads and then you guys would just be taking the ad that I create and pushing it.
No, sir. No, we create it, but I know sometimes clients like to be in that process of helping create it. So you have either option. You could either help create it or we create it for you. Now we would send it to you so you can revise the ad before we publish it. Cause last thing I want to do is have us put something out that you're not okay with. So we would send that over to you to revise it. And then once you say, hey, that's good, let's do it. Now we publish it as well.
Right. So my understanding of the Facebook business ads is that you basically set, a dollar amount for it, the frequency or how long you're going to have the ad running. And depending on the amount of money that you put up for the time, the lower the amount of, the dollar value that you put into it and the longer time frame, they have a lower turnout for viewership on it versus, a higher dollar value, shorter period of time, higher amount of traffic. So with that being said, you're saying you can change the ad Well, how do you change the ad if you're paying for the Facebook service one time flat rate?
Yeah, so how it works, so let's say the $100, right? We spend that over a month span for you. We could always pause that service and then we could just create a new ad. Facebook lets you. It doesn't say, oh no, you put in $100. You can't change anything. It's very flexible.
Okay. So essentially
yeah.
that is just saying, hey, we want to run some sort of ad or ads in this period of time, $100 for 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then in that period of time, you can change whatever that ad is.
Yeah, you're always able to update stuff. Yeah, for sure. Or you can say like, hey, this one's not really optimizing very well. Let's stop it. Let's create a new one and then let's put the other one up. So you're able to do that 100%.
Okay.
Okay. And then for us to, is that all your questions there on that? Did I answer that correctly for you? Or, you know, do you get your answer you were looking for?
Yeah,
there?
Yeah, I believe so.
Perfect.
I think we're good to go on that.
Perfect. Okay. And then for this, Chris, so like I did say, we're a Google Premier Channel partner. So there's only 40 of us in the country that have a Google Authenticity badge on their website. What that means is that's the highest tier you can be with Google. Now, with that, you do have to follow guidelines and rules, quote unquote, basically like Google laws. We cannot work with everybody in the area. So why Giselle was reaching out to you is because we did have that availability. Once we do, and this is why you'll love it, start working with you on the first page, we actually close the category out and we cannot work with any of your competitors. Reason
yeah,
being.
I'm familiar. I've actually spoken with your company before.
Oh, you have?
I have the same pitch.
Oh, okay.
Actually,
yeah.
I out of those 40, I think that I've probably gotten 35.
Gotcha. Any
so,
reason? I mean, why you guys didn't go with us? You were in a contract before, huh?
Do what?
Were you in a contract before when we had reached out to you, or no?
No.
Okay.
I don't know what you're referring to.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering, what was maybe the reason that you didn't go with us when we first reached out to you?
Because we were handling all of the SEO and web development in-house.
Oh, nice.
The person that we were dealing with, that relationship has since expired. We did get our website developed and the on-site SEO stuff included
nice.
With that. That is complete. But now at this point, we are more open to hearing offers from some different companies for our offsite SEO and backlinks and that sort of thing as well.
Gotcha. Okay. And yeah, I mean, if you're doing if the SEO is done for the web page, I just want to, so you're clear on it, there's two different SEOs. There's one for the web page itself. That's going to populate towards the bottom of the page where all like the Yelp listings are, the Angie's, like just the links for the websites itself. But what
right.
we're talking about is helping you get to the first page of Google on the map section above that area. That's where what research shows is where 90% of customers are searching and doing business on that first page. So that's where we
right.
would have
it's the
it
off-site
with
stuff.
You. Yeah, exactly, which is the offsite stuff.
Yeah, which is what we would need at this point. Like, we have the on-site stuff done with the keywords and meta tags. You know, so the phase two would be doing that
right.
off-site so that we track towards the top of the page. So with your 30 to 45 days that you have written down in that agreement, if we're not populating at the top of Google, what happens there?
Yeah, good question. So... our stuff is not a contract, so it is month to month. So we don't lock you guys into a contract at all. If you, at whatever reason, are not satisfied with the premium service here, you guys can cancel at any time. There's no penalty fees for canceling. There's no early termination fees. There's no, if you ever wanted to pause the service, there's no pause penalties here. We want to earn your business each and every month. That's why we do set up a, a dashboard for you so you guys can track everything, because we want to make sure that you guys are receiving the traffic that you guys are paying for, and then that way you guys can make an educated decision each and every month to keep us. And so that's what happens there.
Would you, is there a discount if we are not tracking where, you know, within the 30 to 45 days that would be applied? Just for example or for comparison. So, I mean, no offense to I mean, you guys are your service or anything, but
right.
SEO and digital marketing people are a dime a dozen. And
sure.
The pricing and everything has been fairly consistent. You know, I'd say within $100 spread. Some people are ridiculous and a lot. Like, super expensive.
Yeah,
but
like
for example,
$2,300.
I haven't had that. I probably
oh,
haven't
okay.
been entertained. But, for example, I had a company that I think that they were looking for $200 a month.
Okay.
With written guarantees. They might have been, they're close to that 45-day mark. And they
sure.
said that if we're not, if their service or whatever is not hitting within the, you know, the first couple of Facebook, or I'm sorry, Google, then their fee would drop down 75%. So essentially, with that, $25, $50 a month until it populates up. So that's a little attractive, being that there's, you know, a written guarantee, as well as if they're not meeting that,
right.
It's not just, oh, we'll take it or leave it, but we'll give you a significant discount.
Yeah. Honestly, I've never really had that question before, Chris. So, and I've been doing this for a while. So, I can't really give you a straight answer on that one. And I don't want to mislead you or anything. I know that with the services that we have, we do always make it feasible for our customers. So if you are not ever happy with the service, I know our top managers do reach out to our clients. And then at that point, they do work something out with you, for that time being. But I don't know in written form. I don't think we have something of that nature.
Okay.
But I will say that we have gotten, I mean, in our 19 years in business here, I will say that we have gotten our customers to actually the first page in 30 to 45 days, whether you have reviews or not. Actually, we just had a meeting yesterday, and one of my clients that I signed up personally, we got him to the first page of Google, and he didn't even have reviews. he like just opened up his company too. So we know how to do it. And I understand like a lot of companies that have those guarantees, it's tough because they're guaranteeing like, hey, give us a shot. If we don't do it, we'll, you know, bring back the dollar sign, because at that point they don't have the experience. And that's with my experience with dealing with a lot of companies on a day-to-day basis. They've had guys that says, hey, I'll do it for free for you. And when they actually do sign up with us, we come to find out that those people that are guaranteeing that stuff, they're just getting their feet wet in this industry. And they really don't know how to do it, so they want to guarantee something so it doesn't give them a bad rap. With us, we've been doing this for 19 years, so we have a tech team here that's going to work with you guys hand in hand. But again, if, like I said, if you're never satisfied with the service here, my managers do reach out to you to make things right. Absolutely.
So whenever you say we'll pop up on the first page within 30 to 45 days,
mm-hmm.
You know, where is that on average on that the map with the first listings? Is that top 5, top 10, top 20, top 80?
Yeah, so the top, so Google usually goes in increments of 15 to 20 businesses on a page, right? So if you're top 80, if my math is correct, I think that would be page 4 or 5. So you would be populating within the top 20 to 15 businesses there within the 30 to 45 days, right? I can't, like, again, I can't say what position, because it all just depends on industries, where you're listed, you know, everything like that, how competitive it is. So it does depend on that. But in that first page, you will be there within 30 to 45 days. And then from there, we just keep going from there to rank you higher and higher and higher. Does that make sense?
And would that be for the actual map? Because if you were to go and say type in grading, right, or excavation or whatever on Google, you have the companies that will pop up. There will be the map, and then there will be the info for like call, website, this, that, the other, and then underneath that, the actual like links to the, if they have a Facebook or a website.
Mm-hmm.
So which are you referring to? The map business listings?
Yes.
Or the actual page of Google?
So the actual map section in Google, that's where you would be listed. That's where 90% of customers are researching for companies there. So that's where your Google business profile is going to be listed. That's where all Google business profiles are listed. So you'd be listed on the first page of that page, right, the map section.
Right. Yeah. And the reason I ask, I mean, well, that'd be preferred. That's obviously what we'd be going for, because I know that most people are going to look at that over, you know, just scrolling through the actual page like you used to and clicking on the hyperlink.
Yeah. That was like, 5-10 years ago for sure.
Right. So, but I do know that, and the reason why I asked, you know, first, you know, 10, 5, 80, whatever.
Right.
If you go on that map thing, you can scroll through and then just keep hitting show more, show more, show more, show more.
Right.
Where you can hit that. It's technically on the first page.
No, so every time, so Google has two little platforms there. Typically, there's either one, I don't know if you've seen it before, where it'll say like Google and every like O that they have is a page that you can go to that next page. Or, like you just said, you can scroll down and you can hit show more. Every time you show more, that is a separate, that's the next listing of the next page. That's the next listing of the page after that and the page after that. So, I mean, research shows that within 5 seconds they're on the first page, they're going to pick a company to call right then and there. So, I mean, nowadays, human beings, unfortunately, I think we have the attention span of 7 seconds or less. So customers are not going all the way to the second page, to the third page. The running joke is you can probably hide like a dead body on the fifth page. Cause
we definitely have a major issue of dumbing down our society. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, 100%. I would agree with you on that one. And that's why, like, for us, it's very important for us to get you to the first page within the 30 to 45 days. Cause one, you're paying for a service that's monthly, right? And then two, we know that that's where all the customers are going and searching and looking. And that's where we want to make sure that you guys are. So you guys have the best opportunity for people to just click to call you directly.
Right.
Okay. So, I mean, what I can do is I can secure the listing for you here at the flat rate for the $249. What I would do is I would send everything over to you in writing with your invoice as well. That way you guys have that. I am going to stay on the phone with you while I do that because I want to make sure everything is correct and there's no discrepancies. Once you have that, I do book an onboarding call with you and my tech team. If you have availability, they have availability later today. We can do everything today. If they don't and you don't, we could always have that for Monday, but we would start working on your account here. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you have access to your Google business profile, or does somebody else have that accessibility?
I have the accessibility to it. But yeah, if you want to send all the information over, I can review it and then discuss it with my business partner. You know, it's not something I'd be making, you know, a decision on right here on this phone call. But something that I'd have to reach back out if that's the direction that we decide to go. But I am open to reviewing everything if you want to send it over.
Yeah, let me see here. And do I just email it to BigfootSiteServicesLLC@gmail.com?
That would work.
Okay. And then for the listing here, because like I said, I mean, you've received this call before, but any particular reason why you guys wouldn't want to take control of that listing today?
I need to discuss it with a business partner. So
okay.
The finances and, you know,
gotcha.
Weigh out options.
Gotcha.
Because, again, I, you know, this is not to, to discount what you're offering, but the sales pitch and services offered and all that's really the same between multiple different companies. And I get probably, I mean, they've started to slow down a little bit, but I probably get like 3 or 4 calls a day. You know, saying the same thing.
Okay.
So,
okay. Okay. I mean, and those companies too, I mean, are they like premier Google Channel partners? And then they can they actually show that to you? Or are they just like companies out there? Cause I mean, yeah, there's, I mean, every industry has thousands of companies out there that can do the same thing, right? It's just a matter of fact of how effective each company is doing the thing that they're doing. Would you agree?
I would say probably at least half of the people that call me at least say that they are Google Business Certified or whatever.
Okay. Google Promotion.
You know, I haven't like researched them, you know, like that to see if they're lying, but they're selling that to me. So.
Yeah. Okay. Is this your cell phone or is this just like your guys' landline?
It's a company phone, but it's a cell phone.
Okay. I'm going to send you just a quick text message over too. I sent you the email so you have that in your inbox. So that's good there. I also just sent you a text message. That way you can see for yourself. Cause I always like to send it to our customers and our potential clients as well. Our actual authenticity badge. Cause I will say you do get a lot of phone calls and a lot of people will say that just to say it. And I always tell our customers, always ask, be like, hey, can you show me that? 9 times out of 10, people will hang up because they don't have it. So
right.
That's why it is always good to check, verify. If you click that link, it will say localsplash.com/SEO-packages. It'll say take control of your online presence. When you click the link, and then if you scroll down, you'll see the Google Ads partnership with the Google Authenticity Badge. You can click that. That'll take you straight to a Google page that says www.google.com, and in the top left corner, it'll say Google Partners, Local Splash, and then everything there is we meet all the requirements to be a Google Channel partner at that point.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So if they do say, and I've heard people that we've talked to that they've came on board with us because we can prove it to them. They do say like, oh, I have this company and they told me they work with Google. And then like we look them up and we're like, no, they don't. And we send them like the link and they're like, oh wow, I had no idea. Right. Cause I mean, no offense, but you don't know. Right. So.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's why we do show that for you too. So you have that. If you look at the pricing structure there, the one I set you up with is the platinum. I think it's the, let me see here. What happened to it? Oh, I clicked the Google Business Profile. It's the platinum package. So that's everything that we would do for you guys on there. Okay. Also, obviously, it reads the $599 month-to-month with the $299 setup fee. But for you guys, because you guys have the in-business credit that Giselle did ask me to give, we were able to reduce that price all the way down to just $249.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll go ahead and I'll review it, like I said. And then if it's something that we want to move on, you know, I'll reach back out. Fair enough?
Sure. Yeah, yeah, my email is there. Is there any specific time or date that I should be maybe expecting your call?
Nothing that I could definitively give you at this point in time.
Okay. My email is on there. My phone number is on there with my extension. If you call me and I don't answer, you could always leave me a message, and I will contact you within the hour, okay?
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, no problem, Chris. You have a good one, okay? I'll talk to you soon.
All right, you too. All right, take care.
Bye.